Good morning. We pray. Dear Lord, make us attentive to your word. Amen. Our Bible readings this morning come from two places. Romans chapter 10, verse 15. How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good tidings. And from Isaiah 52, verse 7, how lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace, and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation, and says to Zion, your God reigns. Recently, our tour choir returned from a tour of some of the Western congregations, and this coming Sunday we'll present a concert at Messiah Congregation. When we think about it, what are we sending and why do we do it? The answer seems rather obvious. We are sending a group of young Christian men and ladies for the purpose of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to whomever may hear it. They have beautiful feet because they carry the gospel message of peace. Each member of the choir has a very great privilege and a very great responsibility. By virtue of being a member of the choir, they have a call to convey that gospel message, which will have the effect of whatever God wishes for all who hear it. But why singing? Why a choir? For that matter, why a bus? Couldn't we just as well take a couple of people and give them Bibles and throw them on the back of a motorcycle and send them out and do the same thing, spread the word? Well, that's a thought. But praising God with song and instruments is of long standing from the time of the Old Testament down through the ages until this very present time. The Christian hymn has long been a force in the Christian church and has long been a vehicle which we use to praise our God and preach the gospel. Those of you who had the opportunity and were blessed to go to Christian day school will remember all of the hymns that you learned during that time and still stick with you now, even if you're juniors or seniors or whatever. And those of you who had the opportunity to, those of us who had the opportunity to teach Christian day school will also remember all the hymns that we learned in the process of teaching them to our children, to our students. And those that were pastors and will be pastors will again have a rich foundation in the hymns that we learn, in the hymns that we memorize, and when we look at the meaning of those particular hymns. H.L. Hastings has written about hymns as being literature. When I was fortunate enough to have the junior literature class, our textbook had a section on hymns as literature. And in the introduction to that, he wrote this: true song is the gift of God, our Maker. The creation of the world was heralded by song. The morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. The deliverance of Israel from Pharaoh and the Red Sea was celebrated with a song. The advent of Christ to our world brought the hosts of heaven to sing a joyous strain above his lowly cradle. The psalmists have many songs to praise our God. The last act of our Savior's ministry before he went out to his agony was to sing a hymn. What music that must have been. Song is the language of thanksgiving. Song is the language of devotion. Song is the language of triumph. Hence, it is a legitimate expression of emotions of those who joy in God, having been reconciled to him, and thus prepared to show forth the praises of him who has called them to glory and virtue. The pardon of sin brings peace and gladness, and this gladness finds expression in song. As the psalmist says, "Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness." The fruit of the Spirit and joy perpetually breaks out in song. Christians are a singing people. We just can't help it. I have read that even Pliny, the historian, when writing to the emperor at Rome concerning the early Christians, said that they, the Christians, would meet together on a certain day and sing among themselves a hymn to Christ as a God. So we sent out our choir joyfully to sing the praises of our Savior God. And they brought good tidings of great joy to all who heard them. And we look forward to hearing that same message again on this Sunday. Yes, whether the world ends today, during the concert on Sunday, next week, or 2,000 years from now, God's message through the choir will always be the same. Jesus, be praised. Jesus came to save. Jesus died for all. Jesus rose in triumph. Jesus reigns or rules over all. Or putting it succinctly, Jesus, Jesus, only and ever Jesus. Now let us thoughtfully make hymn number 348, verses 4 and 5, part of our prayer. 348, verses 4 and 5. Rise for prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, fill each of our tour choir members and its conductor with the Spirit of Christ that they sing out joyfully the good news of the gospel of Christ. Open the hearts of all who hear them in the coming concert on Sunday, that they may receive the wonderful benefits of the saving gospel of Christ. Teach us all to rejoice in your forgiveness, and help us to express the truth whenever we are asked to give a reason for that faith. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you.